Good morning. Welcome to the AIM Shift Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I'm your guide, and this is episode 3, the 48-week magic, building margin 1 week at a time. Without a system, you are at the mercy of the monthly flood. There is no plan for paying bills or for weekly spending. The bill due dates are in control. Whichever bill is due that week is the one that gets paid. The money left over is the spending money for the week. Sometimes the money left over is a lot, and sometimes the money left over is a little. And if you save, it is occasionally and only for the short term. Today, we break that cycle with a 48-week magic calculation. The AIM system works on the same principle of paying the bills first and living on the leftover, but with one big difference. Your leftover amount is the same each week, every single week. And to determine that amount, we begin by looking at the monthly bills and debt. We split those monthly commitments into weekly amounts to make them the same every single week. But AIM doesn't use the standard 52 weeks per year. It uses 48 weeks, or simply 4 weeks per month. Let's look at Exhibit 3A, calculating weekly amounts. This person has 4 monthly bills. A light bill for $120. Cell phone bill for $80. A rent bill of $1,600. And a car loan of $400. When you add them up, they total $2,200 per month. Divide that total by 4 weeks, and the answer is $550. So if you set aside $550 each week to pay those bills for 4 weeks, you would have the $2,200 needed to pay the 4 bills. If you do this 12 times in 48 weeks, you'll have your bills covered for the entire year. However, in the AIM system, you make those weekly deposits for the entire 52 weeks of the year. So at the end of 1 year, you will have an extra $2,200 in your account. This is the 48-week magic. It's your built-in savings mentioned in Episode 2, the hidden cushion strengthening the fortress of the bill pay account. Now that we have your bill pay amount for each week, let's figure out your weekly living and leisure amount. Suppose you bring home $850 per week. Subtract your bill pay amount from your earnings, and you have $300 per week left over. This $300 is your current, your weekly living and leisure money. It's your guilt-free spending money for groceries, gas, and the things that make life fun. Now, you may choose to divert a small weekly amount to savings, your reservoir. But for now, if you need that full $300 to live on, keep it. In the AIM system, your bills are protected in the fortress, your life happens in the current, and the reservoir of savings can be created later. You have permission to live because the fortress is being built. You decide how to use your leftover, you choose your current. Once that decision is made, though, you stick to it. You don't save out of guilt, you save out of strength. In the AIM world, we stabilize first. Stability is the foundation that makes savings possible. And with the 48-week magic, you are saving, quietly forming a reservoir for your future. Now, to calculate your own numbers, take a look at Exhibit 3B. There's a worksheet there for calculating your numbers. This is the blueprint for your machine. It's where you'll see exactly what your fortress needs and your current provides. Now, a simple target is this. You can have up to 60 to 70% of your net income for bills and debt, your fortress. You can have 30 to 40% for your living and leisure, your current. And if you want your savings, you can have up to 5 to 10% flowing into your reservoir. But remember, these are guidelines, not rules. They give you a starting point so you can breathe and build your own rhythm. And once you start this system, your money moves with intention, not chaos. You're on the stability track. But if your numbers don't work today, if your bills and your living money total more than your income, don't panic. You aren't broken. You're just seeing the truth of your math. And the truth is information, not failure. We'll talk later about how to make the system work when the numbers don't. Once you have your numbers, you need a place for them to go. In the next episode, we're going to open the bank accounts you need for your fortress, your current, and your reservoir. In dam building terms, this is called staking the ground. So join me next time in episode 4, Staking the Ground. Visit aimff.com/podcast for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening and have a good day.